Hi there, Good Word fam. It's Tisha Lewis broadcasting from the nation's capital via Zoom, not our Fox 5 DC podcast studio, but we are still rocking and rolling. And joining us for this week's episode is Corinne Hawthorne. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will. How you doing?
I am wonderful. I'm so honored and excited that you're joining us for the Good Word podcast. This is a faith-based podcast, but we have something for everyone, all walks of life. Our goal is to encourage and inspire and uplift and give people something that they can use. And I'm so, so, so happy that you're with us. So I guess first and foremost, Corinne, how are you doing and how are you navigating this pandemic that we're all in together?
Yeah, definitely. I think I feel the same way everybody else feels. Like, I'm ready for this to be over. This year is sucky, to say the least. But ultimately, like, I'm super grateful, like, still at the same time, like, for my health, for my family's health, and also just trying to stay positive throughout this whole situation. I think I felt helpless, but, like, the fact that I get to, like, release music and inspire people is actually helping me with that. So, yeah, definitely just, like, doing what I do and, like, being artistic and creative is helping me to cope and just putting my faith in God and knowing that He's gonna do something bigger than what we can see right now.
Always and absolutely. And you have a lot to be positive about. You released your sophomore album, I Am, on Friday. I was listening to the single Speak to Me just a few moments ago, watching the video, and it sounds like another hit to me. I love Won't He Do It. I know it came out a few years ago, but it still feels like it's brand new to me. And so, you know, you've had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful few years.
Definitely, to say the least. Like, God has been really good to me. Which is why it makes it so crazy. Like, now I'm just 22, you know? So a lot has happened in such a short amount of time. But, like, it makes me super excited for the future and to see what's next.
What is it like collaborating in this climate, in this environment? I know it has to be different.
It is different. I think, like, even now, like, just all my press normally, like, you know, when I did Won't He Do It, I went on a whole radio tour and just, like, traveled from city to city, like, just go and speak to different people at radio stations. And now everything has, like, kind of transformed over to, like, Zoom calls and virtually. So it's a little different. It's an adjustment. But, you know, I think, once again, we're all kind of going through the same thing and we're getting it done.
You mentioned that you're 22 years old, you're singing gospel music, you're saved. It makes me it warms my heart. It's refreshing to be speaking with someone who is young but saved and unashamed. Do you feel like you have something that maybe might be missing from the entertainment industry?
Wow. I mean, like, I don't ever think about it like that. I think God chose me for a reason, you know, and maybe he sees something in me that I don't see in myself. But for me, it just kind of feels like, you know, I'm doing what I love to do always. And also, like, just following the call of God over my life. I think that, you know, times change and seasons are different. And maybe I have something to give, like, to this generation that maybe, like, people don't necessarily understand in the industry. They might not, you know, they might not have that perspective like I do, especially being a Christian, just giving, like, a different perspective to this life, giving a different perspective to personal relationship with Jesus. I think that might be the difference, and hopefully, like, it helps draw people closer to him. And so, yeah, maybe, I don't know.
How have you evolved, Corinne, from Won't He Do It to I Am?
Wow, growth. Definitely. I think just me, like, growing through, like, everyday life is a difference. And I think you could hear it in the music. I think also, like, I'm more confident now. This is why we named the album I Am. It's confidence. It's stepping into that thing with no doubts, no questions. Because, you know, for the longest, like, I've been singing ever since I was 7 years old, but I never thought that I could do gospel music because I loved everything else and because I didn't feel like I saw a me in the gospel industry, besides Kirk Franklin, but he Kirk Franklin, you know? So it was like, you know, I don't know if I can do this, but, you know, I feel like every step in my life, God has definitely proven to me that, like, he has me here. And I think, like, in this season, I don't want to doubt that anymore. I want to step into who I am boldly and confidently. And I think that that's what the difference is. The difference is, like, I know for a fact and I'm confident. So now you really can't stop me.
Listen, I love everything about it. You know, Kirk Franklin is a friend of the show. We've had him on the Good Word podcast. He has an incredible story. And something that you share with him, which we had this conversation with him as well when he came on the podcast, is some people may listen to your music and not immediately know that it's gospel music. What do you think about that?
I think that that's really dope. Like, honestly, I think that I don't know, like, I don't overthink those things, like, especially for this album. When we went in the studio, I think it was super organic. So I think for me, like, that's dope. I think that's the plan of God. And I think that, you know, if we could reach people outside of the four walls of the church, then we're actually doing what we're supposed to do, you know, because there are people out there who need to hear this good news. And if they hear my song and they listening to it and it's feeding them, like, internally, even if they don't know, like, that it's about God, but, like, ultimately, like, the seeds were planted on solid ground, you know, so the fruit will, when it comes to harvest, it'll be good things in their life. So I think that is dope, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited.
Listen, let the church say amen. What do they say? Neighbor, you preaching right now.
Thank you.
You know, I think that this is wonderful, and you're 22 years old, and you've accomplished so much at just 22 years old. Where do you go from here? Is there someone that you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet? I know that you were able to collaborate with Donnie McClurkin and some others. Is there someone else that you want to work with that you've always wanted to work with?
Wow. Like, I work with a lot of people that I kind of feel like I never thought that I would have worked with. So, like, I think I want to leave that open to whoever, like, whatever happens. You know, like, I went on tour with Kirk Franklin last year. And I don't think I've ever imagined, like, doing something like that, but it definitely has changed my life and, like, taught me so much. So I think, like, now I'm kind of just, like, whatever happens, like, whatever natural connections happens or natural collaborations happens, like, I'm down with that. Because, like, I never would have thought the collaborations that I've made already would have happened, and they're dope. So, you know, I'll leave that open.
Corinne, what can you tell us about your story? Because I don't know if you grew up in the church. I did. And so, you know, and I sang in the choir and I thought I was doing something special. And so I don't know if you had that same experience or if there was an encounter or an epiphany where you at that moment knew, listen, I'm going to use this gift that God gave me to serve God.
You know, I was born and raised in church, and I think, like, I've been singing ever since I can remember, but definitely also, like, it's been spoken over my life, you know, ever since I was a kid, that God was going to do something through my gift of music. So I think that that's when it started. It was the words that were spoken to me. And, like, ever since then, like, I believed it, you know, I believe what God has said. And even though I didn't think that I was fitting enough, like, I'm too different. I don't think, God, I want to sing for you, but I think I'm a little too different. I think that he kind of made room for me in that sense, you know, and I had to trust that this was him, and I don't know, like, not myself. I think that was the scariest part, was, like, I hope, like, I'm not doing this, you know, but I wouldn't have chose it for myself, you know, if it was me. Honestly, man, you know, but I'm grateful. Like, I'm so grateful to God for, like, his plan over my life. And yeah, I think that that's what this is about now, is just making sure, like, he's continuing to write my story, because it is beautiful.
It absolutely is a beautiful story. You know, we are in unprecedented times, a chapter that I think all of us never even imagined that we would be in right now. But yet here we are surviving and navigating this pandemic. What would be your message to other aspiring artists, other aspiring singers, people who are waiting and praying for their breakthrough?
You know, I think I would say identity is super important. Like, you have to know who you are. And the only way that you know who you are is by discovering God. When you discover God, you discover yourself. And I think, like, when we know who we are, like, it helps with, like, every area of our lives, like, sincerely. Like, if I know who I am, I know what job that I'm applying for. I know where I'm moving. I know what church to join. I know what relationships to involve myself in, what friends to have. identity is so important, and personal relationship backing that up, like with God, so you can like speak to him and like have him speak back to you. Like, honestly, like having guidance from God is the best thing ever. Like, he'll give you an answer, you know, but you have to have that communication with him. So that would be my encouragement, would be like the foundational things, like build a personal relationship with God, like so he can speak to you. Now, you might get a few challenges where you're like me and like he says something to you and you don't believe what he said. Like, he's not God and he won't do it, because he will do it. But, you know, faith, man, have faith through the things that God speaks over your life, and believe, you know, what he said, because if he said it, he meant it. And I think like that's my whole encouragement throughout this whole album, is I'm hoping that, like, you know, this message, people rise up and be in the I am stage of their lives. God spoke things over your life and he meant it. And there's no time for delaying, for such a time as this where you create it. Mm-hmm. So if the devil can get you to doubt, he can delay it. And it's no more of that. I think God wants us to walk in the things that he said to us boldly and confidently. So that's what's up. My dog is barking. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, good. It's okay. He probably felt what I felt. I started to get goosebumps listening to
the spirit. He's feeling the spirit. So yeah, that's definitely the message, is stepping in that boldly and confidently.
So your lead single on I Am is Speak to Me, and you just really gave a mini sermon, what do they call it, an anomaly, about when God speaks to you. What would you say was the pivotal moment that you knew God was speaking to you?
You know what? God speaks to me like a lot in different ways, in different forms. You know, this song Speak to Me definitely was representative of like my personal relationship with God. And shout out to Donnie McClurkin, because you know this song definitely has that sample in the beginning of it, which is like really dope. So shout out to Donnie. But yeah, it's just personal relationship. I think like as long as you have a personal relationship with God, communication, like we talked about that a little bit more, like he'll speak to you in every area of your life. Like, I don't know a specific point, like, you know, but mm-hmm. I feel like throughout the course of my life, he's always speaking, like whether it be through like people coming and talk to me, like, or giving me words of, you know, affirmation or whatever, or even through my word, or just through prayer, or signs and wonders. I don't know if I have a specific point, but he's always speaking for sure.
How do you handle criticism? You're young, you're beautiful, you're singing gospel music that some may not feel like sounds like gospel music. How do you handle criticism concerning?
You know what? Like, I try not to focus on that. I try to stay positive and remind myself like why I'm here, because it will happen. Like, you know, a lot of people don't think that I'm traditional enough for gospel. You know, a lot of people don't like the way that I dress. They don't think that I look the part, but you know what? Like, this is where you have to have faith in what God told you, and stay strong and firm in that. So I think that that's how I deal with it. I try to stay positive and be confident within myself. I know who I am, and that's how I move through that. Not that it won't hurt sometimes, because sometimes it does, and that's just being honest, but, you know, you push through those things.
So, and first and foremost, you guys, if you're listening, please make sure you subscribe. We're on iTunes, Audioboom, and Google Play, and everywhere that podcasts play. We also have a Facebook group. Just search The Good Word on Facebook. I am going to say a few names or subjects, and you can tell me kind of your first thought that comes to mind. Faith.
The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, scripture. All right, scripture.
Reach. All right. A more serious note, Breonna Taylor.
Oh, wow. Wow. Because I'm on Instagram right now looking at the outrage across like the world over this. Prayers for her family, man. Like, and prayers for the nation. I think that's the thought. I just immediately into prayer, and I'm praying for her family.
2020.
Sucky. Sucky. Period.
So you're canceling 2020 with a whole lot of people.
You know what? I can't cancel it because my album came out in 2020.
That's true.
I can't cancel it, and I also can't cancel it because I do know that, like, God, you know, he has a plan despite. Like, I can't cancel the bad year, like, because this was a, you know, like, how lame is that for me to, like, be like, God, this sucks, so forget this. Like, nah, through the good and the bad, like, he's still on the throne, you know? So I'm not going to cancel it, but I'm going to walk through it with a stank face.
America.
It's so crazy. Like, I was talking about this yesterday. Like, in a sense, like, it's a challenging time for us. But like at the same time, like, I'm still grateful, like, to be here. You know, like, I think that, like, God, again, like, I keep on going back to this, but his plan is like so much bigger than what we could see. Like, hate is everywhere, you know, hate is everywhere across the world. And I think that the enemy, he's been working, but God has a plan that is so much bigger. And I just hope that, like, I can be the change here. You know, I could play my part and be a change in the issues that's going on in America. But, you know, sucky again.
One more church.
Ooh, I miss it. That would be the first thing that comes to mind whenever I hear church right now, is that I miss it. I miss being just in the building with, like, my family, my church family. I miss being able to go to the altar and get prayer, you know, whenever I'm weak. Just the community, the family sense of church, I miss that wholeheartedly, and I can't wait to get back to it.
So we ask everyone, Corinne, who comes on the show, to tell us and share what is the good word.
The good word is whatever word God is speaking in your life. I mean, it could be as simple as faith is the substance of things hoped for, to something as massive as God said you're going to open up this new business. The good word is whatever God is speaking in that moment. God's words are the good word, for sure.
So let me ask you, Corinne, what is it that you're reading right now, and what are you listening right now to keep yourself encouraged?
Definitely. I mean, like, I have, like, things that I, like, personally read. Like, I think I love devotionals on the Bible app, like, because it's so easy to kind of, like, just search whatever it is you may be going through, anxiety, you want to love better, you want to know Christ better. I think those are dope. I mean, I have this amazing book. I'm 22 years old. I'm 22. I'm a single. I have this book that I read. It's called Prayers for My Future Husband, which is, like, really dope. I think that that's something that, you know, if you're young and you're dating or you're single, that's something that you should check out. And also, I'm listening to my album. Of course, I'm listening to my album right now. And also, just a lot heavy on the worship music. I love Bethel music, love Hillsong, and things like that. So yeah, that's a little insight into what's going on in Corinne's world.
So you do have an album out right now. Again, it came out on Friday. Tell folks where they can find it, where they can play it, where they can listen to it.
Yeah, definitely. You guys can get this album anywhere that you get your music. If that's on Apple Music, if that's on iTunes, Amazon Music, Pandora, Tidal, Spotify, Google Play, y'all go and get this album. Y'all hit me up and let me know what y'all think about it.
Well, we are so proud of you. I love, love, love your sound, your music, your songs. I'm so impressed and just very, very thankful that we have young people who are unashamed and bold and confident in God. And again, like I said, this is a faith-based podcast, but we have something for everyone. So I want if you could share a message with maybe someone who didn't grow up in the church, maybe someone who is not walking this walk of faith, what would be your message to them?
Definitely, I would tell them that, like, hope is in Jesus at the end of the day. I mean, he loves you, he cares for you, and he has a plan for your life. I think that's what has sustained me. Like, my favorite scripture, Jeremiah 29 and 11, for I know the plans I have for you, said the Lord, plans to prosper, not to harm, but to give you hope in a future. So please take joy in the fact that he literally has your life written out, girl or boy. And you want to know what that thing is. He has a plan for you that is so much better than what you could ever conjure up. And I challenge you to try to explore that. So, yeah.
Corinne Hawthorne, thank you so much for joining us on the Good Word Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.